ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Menachos daf Chaf. Welcome back, everybody. The Meir starts with the continuation of the sugya of Rav. Rav says that you need Shana Lavakos of L'Akev. It's the Mara by Mincha. The Mara asks, what are you going to do with Melach? That Melach, there's no Shana Lavakos of L'Akev. And yet, Melech is Ma'akev. So the more answer is that Rav holds the time of our Mishnah. Who holds Loi Molach Kosher. Says Abaye that the time of our Mishnah, there's no right that he holds Loi Molach Kosher. Maybe the pshat in the Mishnah is that Loi Molach Koyin Elazar. Just like we find by Yitzika. The Mishnah says that Loi Yotza Kosher. It means Loi Yotza Koyin Elazar. So Rav Yosef says back to Abaye, Chisal al Daitcha, Shezar Koriv Lagabi Mizbeach. Because Malicha was done, Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, so we can't say the pshat in our Mishnah is that the Zohar did Malicha, because the Zohar isn't going to be on the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. So Ba'karachach, the Mishnah means Loi Molach Klal. And therefore we have a Tana that holds that Malicha is not Ma'akif. That's the Gemara. So the Pashtus, before in the Gemara here, that because of the Svara of Chimatinu Zohar Karev Lagabi Mizbeach, therefore, Malicha is Psula Bizar. And if Malicha be Ma'akif, so Zar could not do it, and if you do it, it would not be kosher. Because Chimatinu Zar Karev Lekabim Mizbeach. That's the Charetz before in the Gemara. The Shita is not happy with this. The Shita in Eis Aleph says, Mechi Tesi. Charetz, the problem with Zar Karev Lekabim Mizbeach is Din Lechatchila, that it's usher for the Zar to go to the Mizbeach. But if the Zar went up to the Mizbeach and he didn't Malicha, so the Malicha should be kosher. So what's the time of Rav Yosef? He was over an Isser, but the Malicha could be kosher. So therefore, we could still learn Pshat in the Mishnah Kipshutai that Loi Molach Koyein El Zar. But if a Zar does the Malicha, it's kosher. He has a problem getting there, but once he got there and he was over an Isser, so that he could do Malicha. So the Shita says in the second Teretz that in the Chanami, the Taina of Chimatzinu Zar Karev Lagabi Mizbeach is only a Svar L'chatchila, not a Svar B'diyevet. The Iker Svar that Yosef means to say is that Mikmitzah Ve'elach Mitzvah Kahuna. And if Malicha is Ma'akev and Malicha is done after Kmitzah, so anything that's done after Kmitzah is only the Mitzvah of the Kahuna. And that's why Zar can't do it. That's the Shita in the Gemara. It's a Vada Dochuk in the Lashon Gemara. But that's what the Shita holds, because the Shita holds that Lameisa, the Taina of Chizar Karev Lagabi Mizbeach, is only a Svar L'chatchila, but B'diyeved, there is no problem. However, Tesis, on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis, Divrei Ma'aseh of Reb Shimon, Tesis says that Malicha Vada cannot be done Aidei Azar. Tesis says it's so Pashub, you don't even need a Pasuk for it. It's a Svar Pshuta that Malicha cannot be done Aidei Azar. Why not? Tesis says that V'chimatinu Zar Karev Lagabi Mizbeach. And also, Mikmitzah Ve'elach Mitzvahs Kahuna. So it's clear in Taisus that the Svara of V'chimatzinu Zor Karev Lagabi Mizbeach is an independent Svara. It's not related to the Svara of Mikmitzah Ve'elach Mitzvahs Kahuna. Rather, Zor can't do Malicha because he can't get to the Mizbeach. The Shita asks that it only is a Svara L'chatchila, but B'diyeved, Zor should be able to do Malicha. So the Ma'aseh, we have two other Gemaras that say like Tesis. And really it's a question on the Shita. Although the Shita in Svara sounds correct. But the Uchar Mefurish in two other Gemaras that the Svara of Chizar Karev Lagabi Mizbeach is a Svara to pass on B'diyeved that a Zar cannot do the Avodah. One is a Gemara in Zvachim Dav Samechei. Gemara brings a Pasuk to say that Malikas Oilas Ho'ayif needs to be done Aidei HaKoyim and not a Zar. It says Rabbi Akiva that you don't need a Pasuk for it. For sure, it needs to be done Aidei HaKoyim. Because the Malika says, oh, if he's done on the Mizbeach, and his Zohar can't go on to the Mizbeach. So, Mefurish Gemara, that is possible to have it. In a similar Gemara in Yuma Daf Memhe, it's talking about lighting the fire of the Mizbeach at Tzotzas Alisa. The Gemara says that for sure you need a Koyin Ubig De Kahuna. You need Kli Shareis Ubig De Kahuna. Because Hatzotzas Alisa was done Bereish Yishal Mizbeach. Chisala Vaitcha, Shezar Karev Lagabi Mizbeach. So there's before, not only that you need a kohen, but you also need big day kahuna, because it's done on the mizbeach. So you see that this svara of zor karav legab mizbeach is not only an Israel l'chatchila for a zor to get to the mizbeach, but rather it's a gilui, that things that were done rosh shal mizbeach, so they are me'ein avoida. The Torah was kevei amokam rosh shal mizbeach, it means that it's related to the avoida of the karbanos. And therefore, it's pashut, you need a kohen. And in the Gemara in Yuma Tumavur, that it's pashut that you need big day kahuna, because it's pashut that it's called, considered an avoida if it has a kviyas makam in Bereish Hashem Mizbeach. So imkain, back to us, we understand the Taisus very well. Taisus learned our Gemara Kipshutai. And the Chisal HaDayit HaShazar Karav Legab Mizbeach is a svara why it's ma'akev that it should be done a day kohen. So therefore, the Gemara says that if you need Malicha, then for sure you need a kohen. But the sheet is difficult from these two Gemaras that we brought. She tells the svara b'chisal adaitcha is only din l'chatchila, not b'diyevet. And the Gemara in Zvachan and in Yuma, it's mucha that is a din b'diyevet. So l'chayra, what we have to say b'shad in the Shita is that the Shita held that then Malicha is done b'reish yishal mizbeach is not ma'akiv. That always happens to be that's the place where they did, the Kohanim did Malicha was the b'reish yishal mizbeach. But the Gemara never brings the pasuk for it. And Be'etzim, you could do Malicha wherever you want. You could do it anywhere in the Azara. Therefore, even though they actually did Malicha, B'reish Hashem Mizbeach, and this wasn't said that the din of Chizor Korv, the God of Mizbeach, to create a pasos in the Avodah. Only things that need to be done B'reish Hashem Mizbeach, like Malicha Asoy Lasoif, and Hatzos Salisa, that the Gemara held there, that needs to be done B'reish Hashem Mizbeach, then if a Zor does it, it's a pasos. It's far that the Torah is Kaveya, this Avodah is only Kasher B'Kahuna. Sand that my Chazanish says as far in Chafes Sifkan Tazvav, but the Gemara in Yuma and the Gemara in Zvachim that Bakorach Avodas that are Nikva Bereisha Mizbeach, then it's a Kpeid on Koyin. But here the Shita Kanira held that it wasn't a Kpeid to be done Bereisha Mizbeach. So that's Pshat in the Shita. What is Taisus? Although Tais argues Tais on Yerchesim and Beis, as we said, Tais does say that it's Ma'akev that a Koyin does Malicha because of Chisal Adaitcha. So what does Taisus hold? Says the Chazanish, here in Simon Chafes of Katan Tesvav, that Taisus holds that also by Malicha it must be done Bereish Hashem Mizbeach. Chazanish takes out from this tremendous Yesodus in Malicha. Why Taka does it need to be done Bereish Hashem Mizbeach? Says the Chazanish the following. Mitzvahs Malicha ala Mizbeach Dafka. V'imolach kodem shehelo ein ze Malicha. If you didn't Malicha before, it's not called Malicha. Tekol shechoser hoylocha ala Mizbeach adayin inu rei laktor. If you haven't yet brought it to the Mizbeach, so it's not yet Roi Tak Torah. V'zman Malicha Acha Shenigmar HaHilochu Kvar Roi Lak Torah. The Malicha, it has to be done only when it's Roi Lak Torah. He says, if not, then why is there Tainav Chizor Korif? If you learn the Gemara like Taisus and not like the Shita, it's Mavur says the Chazanish that Malicha is expected to be done Rishon Mizbeach. Why Davka Rishon Mizbeach? When it's Roi Vrak Torah. The Chazanish goes on weiter. Ulav manu shemelicha mit atzma mitzvahi. V'rami koif hamelach pasul. Af shektiru kashum aluach. Kemen shechaser melicha. Hamelicha min ha-mitzvahis kamay belila v'afia b'machvas. V'leinase hamelicha kedina leikiyem mitzvahs ha-kol korbonach ha-takriv melach. Says the Chazanish that there are tnoim of heredu melicha. Melicha is not just the result that the korban should be maluach. No, rather, it's a kepeda, how malicha has to be done. It says, nafkamina, that a koif can't do malicha. It's not good enough that the melech is on it. Also, when a zor does malicha, the melech got on it. The kepeda is not just that the melech is on it, but rather that you did the maisa malicha. And Mela says, the chazanish, and that's why it also needs to be done, b'reish shom mizbeach. Because it's a kepeda that has to be done when it's right for akhtara. Take a Avar, a Koimetz, which is Rei for Aktara, and once it's Rei for Aktara, then it needs Melech, and then you put Melech on it. And that's a Tanai that Chazal understood in the way that the Melech has to be done. Because Melech is a mitzvah, that Chazanish, like Belila and Yitzika, it's mitzvah HaKorban, mitzvah HaMincha, the way that it's supposed to be brought. And if you didn't do it in the proper way, then you're not Mekayin the Din of Melech. The Shita that says that there is no tiny here of a Chizor Karvetz Mizbeach, it's only din l'chatchila, not a din b'di evin.
The Shita holds that there's no Tanai that you need to do Malicha when it's already Roy for Akhtara. But Dachzach Meir, the Shita agrees to the side of the Chazanish, Ikri Yisoid, that Malicha is Mimitzvah Samincha. Haraya, the Shita holds that Lamaisa, there's a, that the reason the Malicha is Pasal Bizarre is because Mikmitzvah Eilach Mitzvah Skahuna. If the whole Indian of Malicha was just that the carbon should be Maluach, it's not in the Maisa Malicha, then Avada and that wasn't said the din of Mikmitzvah Eilach Mitzvah Skahuna. Bikra, they did Malicha after Kmitzvah because you only Malach the Kaimetz. But it wasn't said b'yisoy the din of it's if it's not a chiluk of that siyas amincha, so then we wouldn't be said in the din of mikmitza ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna. Elamai the sheet also holds that melicha is mikmitza amincha like blila and tenufa, and that's why you have an in the din of mikmitza ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna. Just the sheet tells that it was no kviyas makom that needed to be done b'yishu shal mizbeach. The seifes chiddush atayis souls as the Chazanish explains. And Malicha is only done when it's right for Akhtara. That the Shita, there's no, we don't have a pasuk for that. Mechitit, then Malicha needs to be done right only then. Only when it's Rosh Shamizbech. You could do it whenever, even if it's Chasra Hailacha. But it's still a Mukhtar. And you could do Malicha even beforehand. So therefore, the Shita also that there was not a Kviyas Makkah in Rosh Shamizbech. And there's no, we don't have the pasos of a Chizar Karivet Shamizbech. But we do have the din of Mikmitza Ve'elach Mitzvah Kahuna. However, we have a new sheet in this question about Malicha Zar. We have in the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Perash HaMishnayis says that Pshat in our Mishnah is Loi Molach Koyen Elo Zar. That's Pshat, and it's kosher. L'chatchila, you need a Koyen. But the evidence, kosher bizar. And also, the Rambam passes away in Halacha, Psule Mekdosh, in Perkirav, Halacha Zayin, in Molach Zar, kosher. See, the Rambam holds that a Mizor could do Malicha. Maestro Ramban also in Parshas Vayikra says that even Lechatchila a Zor could do Malicha. Oh. So it's problematic from our Gemara, right? Our Gemara dealt with this question, had this tzad. And the Gemara said that no, V'chizor kar v'yitzel mizbeach. So the Achorin Masis and the Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah in Yisuri Mizbeach, Parakei Aloch Yudbeis, says the Rambam learned that there was a Shakatari in the Gemara. There are two terutzim. The Rambam did not pass like the Teretz of Rav Yosef. Not pass like the Baisem of the Gemara. Maybe the Rambam holds, and Molach Zor is kosher. It's also for a Zor to go up to the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. So either the Rambam is talking about that the Zor was over the Isser and he went to the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, or that you didn't Malicha Lamata. You didn't Malicha not in the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. And the Halacha we hold that there's no Kviyas Mokoim, and Malicha needs to be Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. The Zecher Yitzchak, Bitzopanovicher says another teretz in the Rambam. There in Simen Memhei in Zecher Yitzchak, he's married with a big yisoid in Malicha, and he says there are two dinim in Malicha. One is the mitzvah of Malicha, a kol karboncha takriv melach, and besides that, there's also the lav leisashbis melach bris aleikecha me'al min choscha. There's a lot. There's an asay and a lav, a mitzvah asay to be meleach mincha, and a lav to be makar without melach. Says the Zecher Yitzchak that they're chalukim b'yisoidina. The mitzvah is like the Chazanish says is the mitzvah samincha tenufa hagasha blila yitzika. It's a way how to do malicha. About their special mitzvahs and how to do malicha. But the lav is to be makar without melach. Makar something without melach b'chlal. She says that the Gemara says later on that the mitzvah to do malicha is you take the aver. And you put melech on one side, and you turn it over, and you put melech on the other side. So Seder of how to do melecha. The Rambam, however, paskins that b'di'evit, if you're makriv with a mashu of melech, so it's kosher. Makar, the Rambam is from Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph, seen tomorrow's Daf Amir Tzashem. But the Rambam paskins that a mashu of melech is ma'akiv. Says Zecher Yitzchak, it's not the pshat that there are two ways to do the mitzvah. Avad of the mitzvah of doing the mitzvah of melecha is to be meleach. Hatev k'melicha l'kdeira, the same way that you kash your meat. The Gemara says there, you first put salt on one side, you turn it over, you put salt on the other side, it's covered with salt. That's the way to do the mitzvah of melicha. That's the mitzvah. The lav is leisash bizmelach brisa lekecha. To not hold back the melach, to not be moinea melach from the korban. And that is the Rambam says, is your makrif tofel. You're makrif without salt, so tofel is tasteless. If you makrif without any salt, That's the Isser. But the mitzvah there are special tonight of how to do the mitzvah. So the Meila says, Zecher Yitzchak, that the Gemara said by us, that the Chizor Karev Lagabi Mizbeach creates a psul, that if Molach Zor Posel, says why? If the Inyan is, the psul is Lamaisa, the Timakrif Tofel, Timakrif without any Melach, so the point is that it just has to be Maluach. It has to be salted. We don't care how it got salted. Why do we care that Zmolach Zor Posel and Vechisala Daitcha Shizor Karev Lagabi Mizbeach? Those are all dinim in the Mitzvahs Melicha, in the Maisa Melicha. But the Ikov Lamaisa is in Timakrif Tofel, Timakrif without Melach. So says the Zecher Yitzchak that the two Tirutim in the Gemara was Shagal Atari in this Nakuda. The first Teretz that Rav Yosef said, V'chizor Karev L'gavi Mizbeach, Rav Yosef held that the Ikuv is not independent from the Mitzvah. And that the Ikuv is also totally in the Mitzvah. The way to be over the lav of Leisashmas Melach Bris Leikecha is also by being makar without doing Al Kol Korban Chol Matakar of Melach. They have this, in the first Teretz of the Gemara held that the lav and the mitzvah have the same gedorim. That just like the mitzvah needs a certain seder, a certain maisa of how to do the mitzvah, that you need a koyin, you need Rosh Hashanah Mitzbeach, it needs a certain maisa of how it should be done, so when you did not do it that way, then you also passed it. That's what the Gemara held originally. In the second Teretz of the Gemara, there's no more makar to say that, no! The second Teretz of the Gemara held there's an afkamina between the mitzvah and the iser. The mitzvah has its own gedarim of a specific maisai, they are koyin and Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, but the lav and the patzlus is totally in that you're makar without melach. So if the lamaisa has any melach, a zar, a koif, we don't care how it got the melach, as long as it has melach, it's going to be kosher. That's what Zecher Yitzchak says, pshat in the Rambam. The Melech also miyushav l'chayr, the other nakuda that the Shita brought out. The Shita and Taisa say there's another reason to pasul bizarre, because mikamitza ve'elach mitzvah kahuna. So the Shita learns that kufa was a pshat in the Gemara. Taisa says the Gemara could have said that, but Taisa and the Shita both hold there's another reason to pasul malicha zar because mikamitza ve'elach mitzvah kahuna. So what does the Rambam do with that? It's nifla. There's no time, there's no problem that bechal. For the paslus, there's no t'nai of who has to do it. It's true for the mitzvah, kai need to do it. The kmitzvah ve'elach mitzvah kahuna, the chizor karev lagabi mizbeach. But of those are as far as why a kai should need to do it. But lagabi the paslus, as long as it has melach, that's the only thing that we care about. So once it got the melach, who cares? In the hechsher of the melicha, in the hechsher that the carbon needs from the melicha, is just getting melach. So it got melach. So why should that be ma'akev? That's why Avada, Levi, the Rambam, there's no paslus of Molach Zor. We have here a Yisraelistic of Machlekes in the Rishonim, but the Inyan of Malicha. We have Teis and the Shita hold that the reason that Molach Zor is puzzle because Mikamitza de'elach mitzvah kahuna. Teis holds that it's also puzzle because Vilchizar Karev the Gabim is Beach. And the Rambam holds that it's kosher. The Rambam and the Ramban hold that it's kosher. So he said that the Iker Machlekes here, Lachair, is in mitzvah Malicha. That Teis and the Shita hold that the mitzvah's melicha is makiv in the korban. So, and there were said tonight, we've had to do the mitzvah of melicha. If it's mikmitzvah ve'elach, so it needs kahuna. If it's done b'reisha mizbeach, so it needs kahuna. And Teis holds that it must be done b'reisha mizbeach, as the Chazon Ish says. Because it has to be done when it's right for aktara. All those are nyanim in the mitzvah, in the mitzvah of melicha. However, lefi the Rambam, at least b'dieved, and gabi the lav, the only thing that's makiv is that the korban is korev tofel. Carbon is tokariv without melach. As long as it has some melach, then it's kosher. And mail also, we don't care who did the melicha. As long as it got melach, then the carbon will be kosher. Another place where we see the same Yisrael HaMachlokes is about k'tayres. The Gemara says, increases davov, in the Seder of Pitma k'tayres, melach stoimis roiva. You put in a roiva hakav of melach stoimis into the k'tayres. So Tesis there increases, says, that you put in the roivak, the melach, is not because of the mitzvah of malicha, but rather lishrei satzipayren, that they would soak the tipayren in water with salt in it. That's Teis increases davov. However, the sheet increases there, says that they put the salt in because of akol korban chatakar of melach. And the Chavetz Chaim Bayos and Zevach Toida brings us also from the Kolboy, that the salt that was put in the k'teres was for akol korban chatakar of melach. So Betzim, it's interesting. There's a machlekes really later on in the Gemara by us, whether k'teres needs melach or not. Machlekes tanoim. whether Keteiros needs Melech. So, in the Pasuk, in Parshas Kisisa, by making the Keteiros, it says, Mimulach, Tahor Kodesh. So then the Keteiros needs to be Mimulach. So, Machlekes Rishonim there, Ala Torah, what does the word Mimulach mean? Rashi says it means Me'urav. It has to be well mixed up, like a Malach, someone who's a sailor is called a Malach as he turns the water, as he's rowing the boat. So Rashi learns that the word Mimulach means Me'urav. However, the Raivin in Torah's Kayanim says that Mimulach means Melach, that it needs to be salted. The Keteiros needs to be salted. So therefore, the Raivin has Shver. How could Rishmo ben Yishar B'yechim and Breika later on in Daf Chaf Aleph hold that Keteiros does not need Melach? Harein Furshin Torah, Mimulach. The Keteiros needs Melach. Answers the Raivin. That the Torah says Mimulach is in the Seder of the Pitzum HaKeteiros. When you put in the Yud Aleph Sabbath Manim of the Keteiros, you also put in Melach. That's one of the things that was necessary for the Pitzum HaKeteiros. But that everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that that's necessary. That's what the Torah means in the word Mimulach. But the Machlekes Panoyim later on by us, where the Keteiros needs Melach, was B'Shas HaKeteiros. When you're not actually going to him every day, you're going to him after the Keteiros, you need to put salt on the Keteiros. And that there's the Machlekes Tanoim, whether the Keteiros needs Melech. So before in the Raivi Lahedya, that the salt that they put in, Bishas Pitum, you're not yeti with that, with the salt of Akhtara. Midman Omer, that Keteiros, Mitzad the Mukhtar, needs Melech. So even though they put in Melech, Bishas Pitum, that wasn't good enough. You need to put it in again every day before your Makhtar. That's before in the Raivi. However, in the Shita in Krisus and the Kolbei, that say that the reason that it says there in the Gemara that you put in Melech Stoimis Roiva Kav was for the din of Al Kol Karbon Chatakarim Melech, they argue on the Raivi. They hold that you could put in the Melech when you're making the Keteiros once a year, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're making the Keteiros for the whole year, so you put Melech in, and then you do not need to put in Melech again each time that you're makdir the Keteiros. So you have Machlekes Rishonim here, whether you could be yotze with the melech that's put in b'shas pitum for the din of a kol korban chatakriv melech. So the Chazon Ish in Simin Chafes of Katan Yud Zayin and the Mikdash David in Simin Yud Gimel are tameya on the shitas that hold that you could be yotze b'shas pitum. Right, the Chazon Ish has it this way. He says you need to be meleach b'reishis shal mizbeach, and it's possible bizarre. And even if you the Rambam, that it's kosher bizarre, says the Chazon Ish, but it's posel b'koif. Avadi, you need a ma'isa melicha. And the Chazon Ish goes on, further he says, and this Mr. Shavit also asks, that the Pitum HaKeteiros was done once a year on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It did not get Kedushas HaGuf then. The Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph, that the Keteiros does not get Kedushas HaGuf b'shas Pitum. Because if it would, it would be Nifsal Belina, Hosugin Shavuos, B'akobanim, if we're in the Gemara, that the Keteiros does not get Kedushas HaGuf until each day when you put it in the Kli Sharis, the Keteiros of that day. So how could you do Melicha at a time that is not yet a carbon bechlal? It's something that will be used as Keteiros. It's the right recipe of Keteiros, but it's not the carbon of Keteiros. How could you do Melicha then? It's bechlal not right to be a carbon. That's the Tameya and the Shitas of the Kolboy and the Shita of Increases. And here Lachai we can't even use the Teretz of the Zecher Yitzchak. Whole Zecher Yitzchak that said that Iker is that it should be Kariv, not Tofel, it should be Kariv with Melach, that's only for Bidiyeved. Bidiyeved, when you're Makarvit, you're not Erbilav, and the carbon is kosher. But Avad Lechatchila, when you're making your Mincha, your Keteiros, you need to do the Mitzvah of Melicha. So here, Avad it's Chosher, the Mitzvah of Melicha, when you put it in B'Shas Pitu. It's Mashma that the Kolboy and the Shita hold not that way. They hold that there is no specific mitzvah and maisa how to do melicha. The ikar kpeita is that it should be maluach. It should have melach in it. What do we do with the Gemara by us? The Gemara said, v'chizor kariv legavi mizbeach. The Gemara held that melicha is pasul bizar. I don't have a better terrace than to say that they held that was telling the two drachim in the Gemara. And the second derech held, not like the Zecher Yitzchak said, the second derech held there's an afkamina between the mitzvah and the lav. Rather, the second derech held that there's no importance at all of the maisa melicha. The only thing we care about is that it should have melach in it. The carbon has melach. And that's in the mitzvah called Karbon Chatakar of Melach, wasn't said that I have to put Melach in the Karbon. It was said that I have to be makriv a Karbon with Melach in it. So the way that you're makriv a Karbon is with Melach in the Karbon. Similar to instance to the lav of called Sorvet Vash Le Saktiru, that you can't be makriv Sorvet Vash in a mincha. So the Isser isn't putting in the Sor and the Dvash. The Isser is being makdir a mincha with Sor and Dvash. So also the mitzvah of melach, of melicha, according to the Shita and the Kolomboy, was not to do a mitzvah of melicha, like tenufa and hagosha. But rather it was to be makriv a korban maluach, to makriv a mincha maluach. So vada that's dochuk to say that this is all told in the two drachim of the Gemara. The first teretel, there was a mitzvah melicha and a mitzvah melicha, and that's what's makriv. And the second teretel, that no, there's no mitzvah melicha bichlal. That's a lot to put in into the two terutim of the Gemara. We would say, I'm sure, a possibility to make the two drachim here a little bit easier. That could be that even in the first derech, the Gemara didn't mean that there's a mitzvah and it's ma'akif. The Gemara just meant that l'maisa melicha was done bereishis al mizbeach. That was the place that melicha was done. So it's normally a zar is never going to do melicha, because zar doesn't go to reishis al mizbeach. So therefore, the Gemara meant that it's dochok to learn pshat in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that loy molach kosher, to learn Pshat in the Mishnah that loy molach koyein elazar, because some of that will never happen, because how is the Zohar getting to Reish Shal Mizbeach? First Teretz of the Gemara was just a balabatish Teretz. They didn't mean to say that Melichas Zohar is puzzle. I would venture to say that Lefi the Shita and the Kolobai, to make it easier, that there's not such a big difference in the two Terutzim of the Gemara. Could be also Lefi the Rambam, it's that way. We definitely see in the Kolobai and the Shita that even mitzad the mitzvah, the only thing that we care about is that the carbon is maluach, but not there's a specific maisa malich. We're waiting in the Gemara. Gemara b'seich advarim in the drushes here, that which things need melach. Gemara has a discussion about what the mechayiv of nesachim is. Are nesachim, do they come because of achila v'shtia? That went your makter de murim, so then you need to bring the nesachim. Then there's after the mizbeach eats, then it also needs to drink the wine. Or kapara v'simcha. Or that because you got kapara, so now it's time of simcha. So now it's time to pour the wine in the mizbech. So in the chedush ha'miyuchasim to the Rashba over here, he asks the question that kapara v'simcha, that after the kapara, so now your person is v'simcha, as Rashi says. So miyamishin is kapar chetoy sameach. That's why he comes to the yayin. Hare, normally when you're happy, you drink wine. Here the person is happy and he gives the wine to the mizbech. How is that an expression of his simcha? Says the Rashba. Because the dam brought him kapara, and that was thrown on the mizbeach. The sameach bekaparas adam, and he's happy because of the dam. Who writes a shas simcha shehoyaloi liyos laatzmoi b'shtias ayayin shiyala mizbeach. So now it's the time to drink wine. He's happy. So instead of drinking the wine for himself, he gives it to the mizbeach because the mizbeach brought out the simcha. Shegaram loy liyiskaper v'liyos sameach boy, because the mizbeach was the makor of his simcha for the wine. So for the carbon, because it ate the dam, so that's why it's a time to give the mizbeach the wine to drink. But another point about this, a halachic point, the Chazonish, in Simin Chav Zayin, Sivkot and Ches, says, Nafkamina Ladina, between the two drachim of the Gemara, are the Nesachim coming because of the Achil of Ishtia, or do they come because of Kapar of Simcha? Says the Chazonish, what happens if you don't have the Eivarim, you lost the Eivarim, the Eimurim? Do you still do Nisuch Ayayin? If the mechayiv of nesachim is because of the achila, so if there's no achila, there's also no shtiyah. But if the mechayiv of the nesachim is the kapara, so maisa you got kapara, so meila also you bring the yain. As Chazanish says, for some reason the Chazanish says over this nafkamina in a case when you lost the imurim before you do zrika. So then, because there's no imurim b'shan zrika, then there would be no chayiv of nesachim. It sounds like from the Chazanish that if you lose the ivarim after zrika, then the kuli alma you need nesachim, because even though you didn't actually do aktaras emurim, but because the carbon needed aktaras emurim, it was a carbon that came for aktaras emurim, then it also would require nesachim. But if b'shas zrika there's no emurim, so the carbon is coming without emurim, so then it would not need nesachim. Kaparan Chazanish says that lamaisa avada it does need nesachim because we hold that kapara v'simcha, and maybe it's all totally in the zrika. Once you do zrika, so now you need nesach. Oh. now come to the sugya number base, the sugya of Eitzim, which is mentioned here, Derech Agav, of the sugya of Melach, but it's a very chashuv sugya, mentioned numerous times. How do you say this in the sugya? The Machlokes, Rebbe and the Rabbanon, by Eitzim. Rebbe says that Eitzim is a korban, and therefore, it needs Melach, it needs Tzrufa, it needs Eitzim, and it needs Kemitza. Those are the nafkaminas mentioned in the Gemara. Tesis, the bottom Tesis, the very small one, says also nafkamina that it needs yamin, and needs kiddush kli. Has all the dinim of a carbon, and as it seems, has the dinim of a carbon mincha. It needs kmitza. Obviously, we're looking at it like a carbon mincha. Why do we decide that eitzim is dafka carbon mincha, and not a different type of carbon? So Tesis says that because it's learned out of the pasuk of carbon mincha, so we darshan to the carbon is simar be eitzim, but it gives eitzim the din of a mincha. So Meila needs Dinei Mincha to need Kemitza and Tanufa and Kiddush Kli. So first we're going to talk about Shitas Rebbe in the in Karban Eitzim, and then we'll go to Shitas Chachamim. So the Sfasemes and Davkuvav Medbez asks that Lafi Rebbe, that is a Karban Mincha, why does it not need Shemen and Levoina? Rei Mincha, it's not just enough to bring the Mincha. You need to bring Shemen and Levoina with the Mincha. These Eitzim should need Shemen and Levoina. So the Sfasemes says that Shemen is not so shver, because Shemen is normally Nivla with the Mincha. And here, the Shemen cannot be Nivla with Eitzim. It doesn't work. It doesn't become a dough together, Shemen and Eitzim. So therefore, it does not need Shemen. But what's with Levoina? Levoina you just put on top of the Mincha. So why do these Eitzim not need Levoina? Says the Sfasemes, we find that not all Menachis need Shemen and Levoina. A Minchas Chayte, and a Minchas Knois, do not need Shemen and Levoina. So therefore also we can say that Minchas Eitzim does not need Shemen and Levoina. Adkan Varev. L'chayra, Yesh L'hoyer Ksas, that also not all Karbonis, not all Menachas need Kemitza. Minchas Koyanim, Minchas Koyin Mashiach, Minchas Nesachim, don't need Kemitza. And yet we decided that because it's a Mincha, so it needs Kemitza. So therefore we should go, that's a standard Mincha, needs Kemitza. So also the standard mincha needs Shemen and Levoina. Unique minochas do not need them. The Hainu minchas chayte and minchas kenois. But because these Eitzim is not a minchas chayte or minchas kenois, so why does it need, so then L'chor should need Shemen and Levoina. So L'chor one could find a benusach acher. That it's not that a mincha needs Shemen and Levoina. It's that Soilas needs Shemen and Levoina. The Torah gives a recipe for a mincha. The mincha has Shemen, Soilas, Shemen and Levoina. That's the components of a minchas soilas or a minchas mafia. That's what that, all of them have this. Eitzim, even though we darshan that eitzim is a mincha, it's not that it's instead of soilas. Eitzim is its own carbon. It's a different, it's eitzim is a carbon, eitzim. Just, it has the name of a mincha. So it has whatever you do to a mincha, you do to it. But it's not itself, it's not in place of the soilas. So therefore, we only find that to put Shemen and Levoina on a mincha of soilas, a mincha that comes from chitin, this type of mincha is eitzim. Maybe the eitzim is the Levoina and not the soilas. Maybe the eitzim is the Shemen and not the soilas. How do you know what the eitzim is? It's not Shemen or soilas or Levoina. It's nothing. It's eitzim. Eitzim also don't need the shir isarin. Shir isarin was said by soilas. Eitzim are a different type of mincha. The mincha is eitzim. So it has its own shir, it has its own recipe. The recipe of a mincha that comes from chitim is with shemen and levoina. The recipe of a mincha that comes from eitzim is with eitzim, that has shnei gzirin and not a nisarin, and not that it has its own definition of what exactly the mincha is. All that Rebbe says that eitzim is a carbon mincha is to give a dinim of a carbon mincha. Whatever you do to a mincha, you do to it also. But the shemen and the levoina are part of the mincha. And they never said it to be part of the mincha of Eitzim. That's the question of the Sfasemes. That the gufa mincha. But now let's go more to the prate dinim of the carbon Eitzim, according to Rebbe. So Rebbe says that it needs kmitza. If it needs kmitza, it means you have a kaimet and a shirayim. So what do you do with the shirayim? Normally the shirayim are nechal kohanim and a regular mincha. It's kind of hard for Eitzim to be nechal to kohanim. They won't have any teeth left at the end. So what do you do with the shirayim of the korban eitzim according to Rebbe? So Tais says by us that you're makter the shirayim. You do kmitza, you're makter the kremetz, and then you're makter the shirayim. And the Chorus sounds strange, right? Why, the whole point of Kemitza is that to separate the Kemitz from the Shirayim. To be mafrid the Chilak Gavoya from the Chilak Hedyoitz. Like Rashi says in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So Tezer brings an example to this from the Mishnah in the beginning of the 7th Perek, the Ayin Beis Amud Beis, the opinion of Reb Shimon, that if a Koyin brings a Minchas Choyte, so it's learned that Pesukim there, but the opinion of Reb Shimon is that a Koyin brings a Minchas Choyte, you do Kemitza, and then you're marked to the Koymetz, and then you're marked to the Shirayim. So says the Tzitz, it's the same thing by Korban Eitzim, Lefi Rebbe. It's the Koymetz is you do Kemitza, and afterwards you're marked to the Shirayim. Tzitz on Daf Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph, and Tzitz on Tzvachim, Daf Mem Gimel, say that Lefi Rebbe, there's Pigel by Korban Eitzim. Where Pigel needs a Matur and a Nitter, look, we're in the Sugas and Beis Shammai. Where's the Matur and the Nitter? Teretz says, that it's like an oila, just like an oila, the dam is martyr, the evorim, to be brought in the mizbeach. So it's by a korban etim lefi rebbe, the koimetz is martyr, the shirayim, to be brought on the mizbeach. It has matirim for achilas mizbeach. That's the opinion of Tesis. However, Rabbeinu Gershom, and Daf Kuf Vavim and Beis, it's printed on Daf Kuf Zayinim and Aleph, says that according to Rebbe, shirayim are mischalkim lekayhanim. The Shirayim are given out to the Kohanim. Kinari, the Rabbeinu Gershom held that it has to be similar to a regular mincha. Regular mincha is the Kohanim goes to the Mizbeach and the Shirayim go to Kohanim. So he says also over here, the Kohanim goes to the Mizbeach and the Shirayim to Kohanim. But what do the Kohanim do with it? They're obviously not eating it. Chayim means they do with it. They use it for firewood. They can do whatever they want with it. Now, for Riata might seem strange. Because normally the matir is for achilas hedyot. Here you have a matir which is not for achilas hedyot. However, we find this idea in other places. For instance, the or of an oila, the zrika is matir, the or for kayanim. Even though it's not for achilas kayanim and it's not for achilas mizbeach, the zrika is matir, the or for the kayanim. They use it to make belts or to make shoes. They have leather. Similar, the Gemara in Zochon Daf Pevav says that the atzomas v'gidim, if they're pirish from the korban from shas rika, so the zrika's matter them lemevod kater de sakina, you could use the bones to make handles for your pots, for your knife. It's matter for shimush of chulin. Even though normally the korban is matter for achilas mizbeach or achilas hedyot, but in something which cannot have in it an achilas mizbeach or achilas hedyot. So the korban is matir for kayanim for their chulin tikkun needs. It's unrelated to achila. This seems to be Rabbeinu Gershom, the Meisim Mikdash David, in Simon Yud Aleph Sif Katan Gimel. That to be explained to Rabbeinu Gershom, that it's matir for shimush of chulin. However, asks the Mikdash David, that how could you do haktaras hakoymetz on these shirayim which are going to be given to kayanim? The klal is that we need basar which is oimid for achilas adam, or achilas mizbeach, in order to do a zrika. But without that, ain basar, ain dam. There's no basar, so you can't do a zrika. The Yerushalmi has the Chakira, the Yerushalmi in Yuma, Perek Vav, by Chatois HaPnimiyos, that the basar goes, is burnt outside of the machane. And if you lose the emurim, it's suffocating the Yerushalmi whether you could do zrika sadam. And the maskar of the Yerushalmi is that you cannot do zrika, because it's not la'adam or la'mizbeach. Achilas Adam or Lemizbeach. So ask the Mikdash David in Cain, how do you do Akhtaras HaKoymetz because of these Shirayim? They're not going Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach. So Mikdash David says that it's possible that to say that Rebbe is Lashitasai, Rebbe holds in Zvach and Dafkov Dalid, that Adam and Miratze al Or Bifnei Atzvay. If you lose the Basar and the Emurim and you did Zrika, so it's Matir the Or Lakehane. That's how Rashi learns the Sugya there. The few tastes as Mikdash David says it is not at all connected. But the few Rashi that b'di'evet the zrika is kosher and kimatir the or l'kayanim. So also over here says the Mikdash David, it's possible to say that it's because there is something going to kayanim for their needs, even though it's not achilas adam or achilas mizbeach, we could still do the aktaras hakoymetz. It's still called yesh basar, kabi the aktaras hakoymetz. Mikdash David says there, goes on to say that what's the din if the Shirayim become, get a psul in them? Yoitze, Tome, Lina, does that pass of the Shirayim? He says it's totally. Lefi Taitzvis, din of the Shirayim is to be makar of them, so vada they have in them psulei kodshim. Hashenkin lafir beinu gershim, that it's not the carbon, it's they're aiming for the shimush of chulin of the kahanim, so maybe they would not get in them any psulim of kachim. A few more aris here about the dinim of carbon etim of Rebbe. The Shita Nice Tess says the way you do kamitza is your mevakeya malay kumsoy kisnin dakim the noisin alama racha. You chop with an axe the mat of malay kumsoy, small pieces of wood, and then you put it in the maracha. So the Shita talks about chopping with an axe, so definitely there's an axe involved. Shita doesn't make any specific mention of the kohen's hand, but lachar needs to be. We learned in the yesterday's daf that it needs to be. You need malay kumsoy shel kohen. But so what exactly did you do with your hand? What do you do with the axe? Not 100% clear from the Shita. What it seems to me is that from the axe is what you make the shear of malay kumsoy. That's how you made the shear. And then afterwards, you went and you picked it up with your hand and you were makter it. So it's mavur here that when it's impossible to do kmita with the hand, by korban etzim, where by korcha, you can't do kmita with your hand. So the Torah did allow me to do kmita with the kli sharis. But as we mentioned yesterday from Rabbi Malin, that it could be that there's still an union of kumsoy. The kumsoy is the chefs of the korban is malay kumsoy. Could be like he learned as pshat there in the Tezis Shonim in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin, that the Havamina was before the pasuk that you do kmitza with the kli to do a maisa kmitza and to be moide the kaimetz, but it's chal v'shem malay kumsoy that this is the mukter, that's chal biyadai. So it could be that same shot in the sheet over here, that you do kmita with, according to Rebbe, with an axe to make the malay kumsay, but then you pick it up in your hand. You put it in the maracha, and by your hand it's chal the shem mukter of malay kumsay. Another point here is the shear. How much etzim do you bring? So the Braisa says you bring shnei gzirin. So the Maisa of the Brace is going Bidas Rabbonon, Bidas Tanakamba. And Rebbe afterwards doesn't speak out in the Furish that you bring Shnei Gzirin. But the Stimus Adar Mavad is that way. The Tanakamba said, how much is it Shnei Gzirin? And Rebbe said, Eitim Korban Minchain. Seems like he agrees that the Shear is Shnei Gzirin. Where do we get the Shear Shnei Gzirin from? So Rashi says, to look at Maseches Yuma, there to avoid the Shear Shnei Gzirin with the Tumit. The Maracha is Shnei Gzirin. So Bishlam Lafi Chachamim, the Indian of the carbon etzim is mitzad maracha, the pshuta. We'll see in a few minutes, but it's connected to the maracha. So we understand that it could get the shear of shnei gzirin, which is a shear in the maracha, and how much how to make of carbonates. But Lafi Rebbe, it's etzim, it's independent mincha. Why, according to Rebbe, should it also have the shear of shnei gzirin? So Bemis Rabbeinu Gershom and Afkavav Mebeis says that only Lafi the Rabbanon is the shear of shnei gzirin. Fi Rebbe, it's not totally in Shnei Gzirin. He doesn't say what it is, but he says it's not totally in Shnei Gzirin. So Fi Dvarav is very good. That's what he was bothered by. The Fi Rabbanon, the Eitzim are related to the Ma'aracha, that's why you need two Gzirin. But Fi Rebbe, they're unrelated to the Ma'aracha, so why should we need two Gzirin? So maybe Rashi also holds that way, even though it's Dachok to learn that without speaking it out. Maybe it could be Rashi also holds that way. What's also possible to say B'das Rashi is that the Shear of the Shnei Gzirin is not a Shear in how much the Ma'aracha needs. It's not that that's what's necessary for the Ma'aracha. And that's what eitzim are. The minimal shear of bringing an eitz is bringing two. Just like when you bring a mincha, a soilus, the minimal shear is an isarin. So the minimal shear of bringing eitz is two. We never find bringing one eitz. That's not called you brought anything. So the reason the maracha needs two and not one is not because the maracha needs two. It's because that's called bringing eitzim. Eitzim is also lashon rabim, which is a minimum of two. But it's a shear in what the eitzim are. So therefore, according to Rebbe, also that eitzim is a carbon, but you need to, what's bringing eitzim? Bringing eitzim is totally in Shnei Gzirin. The last Torah I want to mention in the Inyan of Rebbe, of carbon eitzim, is the question of the Ravid in Teres Kohen. He asks, that Lamaisa, there are four things that you could bring, that you could be menadif, besides the mincha. Yayin, shemen, levaina, and eitzim. And all of them are learned out of the word carbon. Wine, oil, levoina, and etzim. And all of the other things, we don't say that it became a korban mincha. They yayin you pour it in the sfolim, or you pour it on the fire. Shemin you pour on the fire. Levoina your maktir. So let's do the same thing with etzim. Why do etzim need kmitza, and need etzim, and need tnufa? Let Eitzim be, let you just burn it on the fire. Why did Eitzim become its own carbon mincha? That's the question of the Ravid. The Ravid answers that Yayin, Shemen, and Levayin are things that come with the carbon. So therefore, even when we learn out that they can come by themselves, but it's an extrapolation of what they are when they come with the carbon. So therefore, they have the same dinim, more or less, as when they come with the carbon. Mashenkin Eitzim, we never find that they come together with the carbon. So when the Torah's marber them as a carbon, so Bakarach, they became a new carbon. It has to be a new type of carbon. We can't continue on their din carbon together with the mincha, and now separate them from the mincha, but they still go in the same halach. Eitzim never has a halach of being a carbon. So Bakarach, when the Torah's marber Eitzim, it's to become an independent carbon mincha, and needs kmitza, just like a mincha. Now you come to Shitas Chachamim. Chachamim say that Eitzim are also a carbon, and turned out the pasuk of carbon. However, Lafi Chachamim, they don't need melach. Or tenufa, or agasha, or kmitza. You're marked them on the Mizbeach. Taisis brings a Taisefta, says in Machoik, and Akaminu to Rebbe in the Chachamim, you're marked their Eitzim bachutz. It's Rav Halos chutz by Eitzim, and Perka Shechet Vamaila. Fi Rabbi or Chayiv, you're marking the Machutz. Fi Rabbanan, you're Potter. So what are these Eitzim according to the Rabbanan? So in Rabbeinu Gershom there, and Daf Kavavim and Beit, it's printed on Kavzayin and Aleph, it says that Fi Rabbanan, the Eitzim are brought Lehechshar Karbonas Ala Ma'arocha. It sounds like regular Eitzim that they do to burn it, to bring other Karbonas. And also Teis and Zvachim, Daf Mem Gimel, says that Fi Rabbanan, there's no pigle by Eitzim because they're Machshirei Karbon. They're not the carbon itself, they're just machshir carbon. Machshir teis means to say that it's atzei maracha. You burn them on the maracha like they're regular eitzim. The Mishnah Melech in Parak Dalet of Shkalim goes in this same mahalach. And he says that you have to, even though you're menadev eitzim, but you have to go give these eitzim over to the tzibur. Just like everything that's carbonas at tzibur have to come mishal tzibur. So later on the Gemara Nafchaf Aleph and Nafchaf Beis has to come mishal tzibur. Eitzim are mishal tzibur. Says the Mishnah Melech, but also the Eitzim, that if you're on the carbon Eitzim, you could be menadev it, but then it's you give it over to the Tibur, that and it loses the connection to the specific Bailim. Now it's Momen HaTibur. The Haraya says the Mishnah Melech. The Makar of carbon Eitzim is learned out of the Pasuk in Nehemiah. Hagarolo Sipalnu al carbon HaEitzim. There, that carbon Eitzim was for families that were menadev to bring Asim Aracha, like before in the Sugyan Tainis, and Daf Chav Ches. Rashi and Tainus and Daf Yud Beis says that the only time that you bring carbon Eitzim is when there was no more Eitzim in the Maracha. We were short on Eitzim, we needed more Eitzim, that's when a person brings his carbonus Eitzim. So it's clear that these Eitzim become Asim Maracha. Oh, that's clear, that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Gershom and the Taisus. And Mishnah Melech is Machichet from the Sugi Minei Yubei, from the din that Hagarolos Hipalnu al carbon Eitzim. However, the Chazon Ish in Simen Chav Gimel, and the Mikdash David in Simen Yud Aleph, and the Brisker Rav, they say that even if either Rabbanon, Eitzim are my carbon. They don't become the Atzim Aracha, but they're the carbon of the person who brings them. What's the Makar to say that? The Gemara in Zvachim Nafsari Tes says that an Oinein, that is not allowed to send his carbonos, also is not allowed to send Eitzim. The Rama passes through Lamaisa, and an Oinein is ushered to bring Eitzim. Hare, if the Eitzim were Atzei Ma'arocha, so you would give them to the Tzibur. So it's not your carbon bichlal. So why can an Oine not bring Eitzim? He just was Makdashit, and now it belongs to the Tzibur. Why is the problem of carbon being brought by Aninus? Second ray they bring is from the Sefri, that Taisa brings in Sukkah Daf Memches, that a person that brings Eitzim needs Lina in Yerushalayim, and a person brings a carbon, he needs Lina, he needs to stay overnight. Can't go back on the same day to his house. So it says there in the Sefri that also a person that brings Eitzim needs to stay over in Yerushalayim. Hooray, if Eitzim it belongs to the Tzibur, and it's disconnected from the Mevi, so then, why does he need Lina? Third question they ask is, why do we need a whole drosha by us? That Melamish and Menadvin Eitzim, V'Oimer, Agarolos, Yipal, Mekarbon, Eitzim, whole Yalfusa that you can bring a carbon Eitzim. Why would you not be allowed to bring a carbon Eitzim? You're not doing anything. You're just giving it over to the Tzibur. And now the Tzibur is being marked of Atzim Ma'aracha. the Makdim so that we can bring Karbonis. You are entirely irrelevant. You could give over a Karbon Tamid also that way. You give it over to the Tzibur. So now it's the Tzibur's Karbon Tamid, and now they're Makrovit. There's no Pasuk, because we don't need a Pasuk. It's a Svara. So why by Eitzim do we need a Pasuk? So these are big questions. What the Achronim say because of these questions, the Biskarav and the Chazanish and the Mikdash stuff, they say that La'olam Eitzim is my Karbon. It's not of the Tzibur's. It's my Karbon. But it's not a carbon gomer to need eitzim and melach and to be chayvan and bachutz. It's not a complete carbon. It's a half a carbon. So what we need to define a little bit more exactly. What are they? What's this half a carbon that these eitzim are? So the Brisker Rav says that you don't get any kapara from the eitzim, even though you bring it. But it's not, you don't get kapara from it. But Brisker Rav was mechadish something called a mevia carbon. Person, even though he doesn't get kapara from the carbon, he could be the one who is a bailim to bring a carbon. The Skarav Moshel says that when a Yerish Yarshin is a carbon of his father, Yerish Kanya, it means it's not that it's his kapara, but he's the maybe of the carbon. The carbon is still the father's carbon. So you could be maybe the Eitzim, and therefore it's related to you. That's why the Biskarav says it. Chazanish says in this Nusach, Chazanish in Simin Chav Gimel of Katan Hey. There's the Rabbanan Ami, Eino Eitzim Kadesh in L'Shem Atzei Marocha. They don't become Atzei Marocha. Elohim Karbon. V'Shrei Fosan Zeu Akhtarosan. Elo Sh'ein Tzrichim L'Zorek Al'Esha Marocha. You don't need to throw them on the fire like a regular Karbon. Elo Noisen Al'a Mizbeach U'Madlikon. Put them on the Mizbeach and you light them there. Normally you throw something into the Marocha. Here you could just light them on fire and that's the way to be makter them. V'Zu Akhtarosan. You don't need to be makter them on other eitzim. You just makter them by themselves. You burn them by themselves. Shreifasim tu yaktaras. Chaznish goes on weiter in continuation of the paragraph. He says, Elavade shaloi hein vein carbon from the atzma. Vade, they're your carbon and they're an independent carbon. Elosh ikara krovas eitzim nishan alaktaras atzei amarocha. That your makter of eitzim is dependent on the fact, it's similar to that you burn Atzei Ma'arocha. Says the Chazon Ish weiter, the Atzei Ma'arocha, av she'ikra nechshra karbonis. The ikr aspect of Atzei Ma'arocha is he'machshra karbonis. Mikol mokoim, hein atzman nami karbon. Also, the Atzei Ma'arocha are a karbon. V'sreifasan ritzuya lefonav. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu has ritzui from Atzei Ma'arocha. U'kemoy she'omar, v'agoy rolois hipalnu, al korban ha'itzim, the ikar kro al atim ha'rocha koi. Kramer tainis of chesim and aleph. Says Chaznish the following, a fascinating thing. That atim ha'rocha themselves are not just a hechitim, a place to burn the korbanis. Even atim ha'rocha have some aspect in them of a ritzui, of a korban. The pasuk of agarolos ha'palanu al korban ha'itzim, as the Mishnah Melech already told us, is muchach and tainis of chavches. That's referring to atim ha'rocha. So even atim ha'rocha have some aspect of a carbon. So what the Rabbanan said was the following, says the Chazon Ish, that because we find that Atzei Ma'arocha have an aspect of being merutze lefonov, and there is some aspect of a carbon in them, not just a eitzim, so to bring carbonis. So I also can be minadev eitzim, which are similar to Atzei Ma'arocha, in the sense that it's not a carbon by itself that's burnt on the Ma'arocha, but rather it's just the fire itself. I take these eitzim and I light them on fire. I don't throw them into the ma'arocha. So in that way, they're similar to Atzei Ma'arocha, and they have some sort of ritzui as a carbon, but they're my carbon. I am in minadiv them as a carbon. They're not just a hechitimsa to bring other carbonis on them, but rather they themselves become the whole mukter. But they're not burnt on the ma'arocha. They're between Atzei Ma'arocha and regular carbon. Atzei Ma'arocha themselves are the place to bring carbonas. Just derech agav, there's also some ritzui in Atzei Ma'arocha. Carbonas are burnt on the Ma'arocha. You take them and you bring them on the Ma'arocha. These menadvin eitzim, they're similar to Atzei Ma'arocha in that they're not burnt on the Ma'arocha. Just they themselves are being burnt. You take them and you light them on fire. But they're similar to a carbon in the sense that they come from you. It's not just a ritims of a place to bring other carbonis, but they have an aspect of the Bailim's bringing of them as a carbon. That's the mahalach of the Achrayim to say in it. Well, the lashon of Teis and Rabbeinu Gershom is l'harnat tomash mazein. Say machshire carbon. That's what they are. Lefi the Achrayim so harnat machshire carbon. It's an independent carbon. It's just not a carbon gomer to be chayiv achutz and to need melach and kmitza. Kapanim, that's the mahalach of the Rishonim and Achrayim b'inyan the carbonate. However, we do find a kama machloiksim between Rashi and Teis on one side, and the Rambam on the other side, and in seeing how much of a carbon these carbon eitzim are, according to the Chachamim. I found four nafkaminas between Rashi and the Rambam on one side and the Rambam on the other side in the dinim of carbon eitzim. One is the Gemara we mentioned before, the Gemara in Zvachim Naftali Tess, that an oinin cannot send eitzim. The Rambam passes that way. However, Rashi and Zvachim says, Dirim Shan and the Gemara. Rashi and Zvachim says, that Aminadiv Eitzim, maybe carbon imohim. When a person says he's going to bring Eitzim, he has to bring a carbon. Rashi Kanira learned that Mitzad the Eitzim themselves, an Avil could bring it. There's no problem with an Ein to bring it. Because it's unrelated to him. The problem that the Gemara says there, if bring Baninos, is the carbon that comes together with the Eitzim. That's what the problem is. What Rashi means is the whole tumult on the Achrayim. Very not clear. What we don't find this anywhere else. When you bring Eitzim, you need to bring a carbon with the Eitzim. Which carbon do you bring? Not clear what Rashi means exactly. But it seems that Rashi was bothered to learn the Gemara Kipshutai. Rashi did not want to learn the Kipshutai that an Oinin cannot send Eitzim. Because Rashi held that an Oinin could send Eitzim. That's one machlekes. So it would seem in this question that Rashi l'chor goes al derech Teis and Rabbeinu Gershom that Eitzim is not my carbon. All it is machshire carbon. And therefore be aside, an oinein is allowed to bring it according to Rashi. Another place we have a machlekes is in the Gemara later on in Menachos Daf Peheim and Beis. Rav is mistapik by makdish Eitzim and there's a toilas. There are worms inside the Eitz. Are you over the Isra vak Rav's Balmum? Hakatosh's Balmum. So Taisa says there that the subject of Rav is according to Rebbe. According to the Chachamim, that it's not a carbon gomer. So there's no Isser of Akrovas Balmu. That's Taisa Daf Peheim and Beitz. However, the Rambam in Perek Vav Yisur means Beach Halacha Gimel brings the subject of the Gemara and the Isser of Akhtosh's Balmu. Hey, the Rambam passed like the Chachamim, not like Rebbe. And yet the Rambam brings the subject. Vur the Rambam held. Even if either Abonon, you could be over the Isser of Balmu. Karam held that Eitzim as more of an aspect of being a carbon. It comes from me. I'm the one who's bringing it. So therefore, it could also be over the Isra of Akrovas Balmu. A third place we find this is in the Gemara in Me'ilan Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Machlekes there between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether Yesh Moyel Achar Moyel Be'etzim. The klal is by Me'ila, and if a person uses the object of Hekdesh, it goes out to Chulin. However, that's only by something which has Kedushas Haguf. Something which has Kedushas Damim, and a person uses it, it does not go out to Chulin. So what's the din of a person is Moyel in the carbon Eitzim. So the Gemara says that Lefi Rebbe, Yesh Moyel Achar Moyel. Lefi Rebbe, there's constantly Me'ila in it, it does not go out to Chulin. Because according to Rebbe, it has Kedushas Haguf. Hashegen, according to the Chachamim, Ein Moyel Achar Moyel. The Chachamim say that once the first person was Moyel, so it went out to Chulin. Because it only has Kedushas Domit. That's the Chor of Chan in the Gemara. And that's before in Rashi and Tesvis. That they learn the Gemara Kabshuta. And they hold that Lefi Rabbanon. There is no Kedushas Haguf in Eitzim. Tesvis says, by Yosef Menachos and Afchof Aleph, that after the Gemara says that Eitzim have Tumah, or Marbet Tumah by Chibas HaKodesh, for Eitzim and Levina, Tesvis says, it's only Lefi Rebbe. Because Lefi the Rabbanon, there's only Kedushas Domit. So the Eitzim don't have Kedusha to be Nisal Betumah B'chibas HaKodesh. Some of like this in Rashi, in Zvachim Naflam Adalid, Mar there says you could be Chayv and Eitzim for Tumah. Rashi says that's only after you put them in the Machto, which is a Kli Sharis. You do Trumas HaDeshen. Or on the Mizbeach, once they're already turned into ashes, on the Mizbeach, Deshen, then they could get Kedushas HaGuf. Before in Rashi, that even when the Eitzim are on the Maracha and they're burning, there's still no Kedush Shagof and there's still no Chiv Tumah. Why? Because L'choy Rashi learned the Sugin Me'ila Kipshutai that L'fi the Chachamim, they only have Kedushas Domit. And therefore, they will not have an Isser Tumah. However, the Rambam, in Perek Vav Yisur Mizbeach Halacha Dalet, passes that you can't be Poyde Eitzim. Person Makdash Eitzim, Korban Eitzim, there's no pidyon for Eitzim. Mavur B'divrei Rambam, that the Eitzim get Kedushas Aguf. Pidyon, anything which has Kedushas Damim, has pidyon. The only things which you cannot be Poyde are things that have Kedushas Aguf. It's Buchan the Rambam that Eitzim have Kedushas Aguf. How the Rambam learned the Sugin Me'ila is a question. It's not the thing to talk about right now. Again, another point where we see this Sherish HaMachlokes between Rashi and Tais on one side and the Rambam on the other side is how much Kedusha is there in Eitzim. Rashi holds that an Ovel can send Eitzim, and there's no Isser Balmum, Tais says, and Rashi Tais holds there's no Kedusha Saguf. Rambam holds there is a Kedusha Saguf, there's an Isser Balmum, and an Oinin can't send them. But to the Rambam, it's related to being a Karba. The place where we see this the most is in the Sugya in Yuma and Daf Chav Dalet. There's a machlekes amoraim there. The person is misader shnei gizrei eitzim on the maracha. Is he chayev misa? A zar that does it is a zar is chayev misa for an avoid tama. If he doesn't avoid, which is the end of the seder of that thing, then he's chayev misa. If there still needs another avoid to be done, so he's not chayev misa. So machlekes v'zar does seder shnei gizrei eitzim. Is he chayev misa or not? So what's the pshat to be chayev? Rashi says there that the mandamar holds that he's chayiv is because even though you still need to be makar of the korbanos afterwards, but that's a separate, independent avoda that's unrelated to being misadr shnei gizrei eitzim. And that's why you're chayiv. That's what Rashi says. However, the Rambam in Perek Tes Bias Miktash Halacha He says the Rambam, ha misadr shnei gizrei eitzim ala maracha, hareyu kemakti reivorim. The zar is chayiv because it's like makti reivorim, the chayiv mitzah, shea eitzim korbanu. Because eitzim is a korban, so just like a person's makar of a korban is yichayev, because it's a gemar in and of itself. You completed the korban, so also eitzim is also a korban, and that's why you can be yichayev. So again, we see in the Rambam here that the Rambam held that eitzim is a korban. This is the clearest, and the Rambam writes it clearly that eitzim is a korban, and that's why zar is chayev misa. And that works with the other Rambams. It seems that more or less that the machlekes would be in this shaila of how to learn the bechalav inyan of korban eitzim. Rashi and Taisa tell that the Iker Korban Eitzim is Machshirei Korban. Like Rabbeinu Gershom, like the Mishnah Melech says, you need to be Meisr Letzibur. So again, the Rambam holds no, that it's still my Korban, and there could be some Kapar in it, maybe. It's a Korban. The Zar is Chayiv Misa. And an Oinin can't send it. And all these things we see in the Rambam, that it does have an aspect of being an independent Korban in it. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.